spade deformity. Garden 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 spade deformity. The radius is larger than the two bones of the forearm. The end of the bone that is nearer to the wrist is called the distal end. A fracture of the distal radius occurs when the area of the radius near the wrist breaks. Although the distal radius usually fractures about 1 inch from the end of the bone, the break itself can occur in many different ways. With respect to an arm that is positioned such that the palm is facing forward, a Smith's fracture, otherwise known as a reverse Colles's fracture, is a fracture of the distal radius wherein the bone fragment is raised, displaced, and angled forwards. It is typically caused by a fall into an outstretched hand that is, at the time of impact, bent forwards. Although conditions that make bones fragile, such as osteoporosis, increase the chance of such fractures happening, Smith's fractures can happen in anybody as long as there is enough force during impact. Symptoms include pain, tenderness, bruising, and swelling. The wrist may also hang in an odd or bent way. If, along with a Smith's fracture, the wrist is also dislocated, the fracture is known as a Barton's fracture. In a Barton's fracture, tendons, nerves, and arteries are more likely to be affected. If you fall into an outstretched hand and notice that your wrist hangs out in an odd or bent way, or if you simply suspect a fracture of your distal radius, see your doctor. You may just save your life.
Deformity.